There we go.
In about a month, we will have this whole stream thing figured out.
Yeah.
Frank Fontana's in for Bill Leff. Usually we don't talk over this, but you know who this is?
Is this Andy Kaufman?
No, it's Ima Sumac.
Did Andy Kaufman redo this song for his shtick?
No, but it... Does you it? Know, now that you say it, it reminds me very much of Andy Kaufman.
I want to say that this is from the movie Man on the Moon, right? Doesn't he?
It could be. Ima Sumac was... a songstress, a chanteuse, if you will, from maybe the 50s, maybe the 40s. And I know that Penn Jillette used to use this song before the Penn and Teller shows a lot of times. And we fell in love with this.
Great song.
And we basically stole it from him.
It's still going.
It'll go for a while. Peaking. Leave it run for just a little second here because she gets really musical. This is Ima Sumac, which is Amy spelled backwards. Listen. It's Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, yeah.
Or Dragnet.
Picturing like a flapper and like going crazy. I like it.
I know you do.
It's making me move. I feel it. I'm going to get up and start salsa dancing in a second.
Everyone asks what this is, but this is the same song. It's called Jungla, J-U-N-G-L-A, and it's by Ima Sumac. Amy spelled backwards, Y-M-A, and then Sumac, S-U-M-A-C.
I'm feeling like a new ringtone right here.
Doesn't she have a beautiful voice?
That's great. This is when music was music, Wendy. Unlike the crap we hear today.
You know, I was listening to John Williams yesterday on the way home, and he was talking about Drake has, I don't remember the statistics, so I may be off on this one.
It's like four hits.
Seven, I think,
seven
in the top ten.
Billboard, yeah.
And the Beatles had seven, and you know, how do you compare? Because it's a different time. I
couldn't name one Drake song if you paid me. And I know who he is. I know he's a good artist.
I know who he is. I'm not, I don't dislike his music, but it does nothing for me.
No, it's not powerful. It doesn't move you.
But seven, and you know, it mean, John Williams was saying it means something because if it's in the top seven
sure,
songs in the top ten, that means people are buying it and listening to it. But there are way more people that access music now than when the Beatles were around.
You know what I think it means? We're old. I think that's what that means. There's a whole different generation listening to Drake. Speaking of singers, you hear this whole thing about Mick Jagger?
You know, I got to tell you, Frank, I didn't, and you brought this up, so please inform me.
Well, I'm a big World Cup fan. I played soccer my whole life.
You really are the only one I have ever met who is into the World Cup.
Oh, my God. I watch every second of it.
You've been watching this?
Every time I can. If not, I go back on demand late at night and watch the games, even though I know the score. I'm a soccer guy, though. Like, I love it. I coach my son. It's been in my blood. My dad's a player. He's a coach. He's a referee down in Florida. He still refs today.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, because you're the one person, and I know I shouldn't say that, but Bill is very open about not caring about the World Cup.
Yeah.
Next year, you should be our World Cup correspondent.
Please, I'd love that.
Because we can't find anybody around here who watches it.
Big news going on. So I had England to win it. I that was my team. I thought England was going to go the whole way. You know, following
a lot of people thought that
David Beckham. I follow him on Instagram. He was all about it. That's his team. That's his country. I think a lot of depressed people. And apparently, England is blaming Mick Jagger. Yeah, so the fans of the English international soccer team turned on Mick Jagger last night after they crashed out of the 2018 World Cup, losing to Croatia 2-1. A lot of Croatians here in Chicago that were celebrating.
Yes.
I know I was driving around. I saw checkered red shirts, because that's the color of Croatia, everywhere, jumping for joy. Great to see the engagement and, you know, in the different cultures coming together. Well, apparently, Jagger's attendance at last night's match in Moscow had soccer fans sharing superstitious doubts before the kickoff. Variety reported that every team he supported in World Cup since 2010 has failed and lost.
That's terrible to blame him for that.
He's got bad mojo, man. You know, like, keep him out of the stadiums. But I guess during the last competition in 2014, because it's every 4 years the World Cup happens, he tweeted good luck messages to England ahead of two matches, and they lost. He then transferred his support to Brazil. They lost. Then to USA. They lost. To Ghana. So maybe he is a bad luck charm.
That that is terrible. You can't blame Mick Jagger just for... He just is a bad picker when it comes to who should be a winning team.
Well, Jay and John were in for Steve earlier, and they were talking about the song from Oasis, the anthem. Yeah. So they played an anthem, Don't Look Back in Anger, to cheer up the fans after losing. Is that enough to change everyone's opinion of this and not blame Mick Jagger? And I don't know. I get it. I mean, it's kind of a stretch to blame him.
Well, it's funny.
Yeah,
it's something to put in the news. And exactly. Mick Jagger probably doesn't care because he's getting some press over it.
Exactly, right?
It's not a picker. What I can't think of the correct term. I'm not a soothsayer, love. I'm a rock and roller.
Yeah. I mean, poor guy. He needs help, right? Then there's the adult film Stormy Daniels, the adult film star, was arrested. And you just said the charges were dropped.
Yeah, I just got an update.
Because you follow Stormy Daniels?
No, but I have to tell you, I try to follow a lot of news sources, so I get updates when we have any kind of news, whether it be entertainment or what have you, and I can't find it. But... do the story, Stormy Daniels, who may be running for president, by the way, next term.
Would you vote?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I'm never voting again, but I am.
So, I don't know, I guess she was arrested in a strip club in Columbus, Ohio, Sirens Gentlemen Club.
For stripping?
I guess she was stripping, but after she allegedly allowed a customer to touch her while she was on stage. Now, does any of this seem suspicious to you?
Yes, but why would she be arrested if she agreed to it? Why wouldn't the owner of the club be arrested?
I'm not sure how that works, what the rules are, but I think they sign stuff. I think strippers sign away a lot of rights when they get into the club. So they must know, like, hey, if you touch somebody, it's on you because you signed off on the fact that you wouldn't. But it doesn't look like she touched anybody. I'm not familiar with strip club politics, but I kind of wonder, does like Trump have like people and like, you know, playing, you know, the strings behind the scenes and like having her messed with because she messed with him?
That's a good point.
I think so. I mean, he's not shy.
He is the president of the United States.
Agreed. And
he can, you know, call right. the shots, which he has been doing.
Sure. I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, it just seems odd. I mean, I'm sure this happens in strip clubs more than we ever imagine.
No touching. That's
no
all
touching.
I know.
That's the rules. So, you know, why not go bust the stripper in Tallahassee, Florida then? You know, why Stormy Daniels?
That's a very good point, but I did read that the charges had been dropped on her, and we were talking about something off the air, and we didn't know if it was too heavy to bring it on the air, and everyone has been talking about this video of a woman wearing the flag of Puerto Rico on a shirt, and a drunken white guy, basically, harassing her and saying, you know, are you a citizen? And it definitely... Puerto Rico is part of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
This guy didn't know that. A lot of people still to this day don't know that. And an Illinois police officer has resigned. There were a lot of things going on about whether this cop should be fired. He was there. She was Facebook Living or whatever, making a video.
Right.
And everyone's seen it. It's been out for a couple of days.
I haven't seen it.
You should see it. It's not on her. It's on this drunk guy. She's trying to set up for a picnic for a birthday party, and he's like, you know, don't wear that shirt here, you can't wear that shirt here, and she's like, I can do whatever I want, and he's like, are you a U.S. citizen, because, you know, you can't wear the Puerto Rican flag on there, and she goes, I can do whatever I want. And then there's an officer in the background, which she films, and she says, officer, this man is making me uncomfortable. Can you please do something about it? And the cop has this weird look on him like, you know, yeah, I'm not going to get involved. He doesn't do anything. This man goes on to say, you know, are you a U.S. citizen? And she said, yes, and I have a permit to be here. And could you please leave me alone and walk away? She's being pretty polite and saying, please walk away. You're making me uncomfortable. Officer, will you do something? And the officer clearly did not do anything. He didn't even... I'm not saying that this gentleman should have been arrested, even though he was in the wrong and being quite racist, saying don't wear that shirt. But the officer could at least have walked up and said, hey buddy, come on, let's leave her alone.
Right.
He did not do anything. So people were saying he should be fired. It turns out that he ended up resigning. He's in Illinois. This is in Illinois.
Yeah.
And he didn't do his job, in my opinion. And I guess the guy was arrested as well. The guy who was, it was a hate crime.
After the video came out?
Yeah. And I'm telling you, first of all, be nice to one another. No one's nice to anyone anymore. And second of all, realize that if you're being a jerk to someone, someone else around you is probably videotaping you. If that doesn't inspire you to be a better person, I don't know what does.
Right? Don't do stupid things and get it recorded and put out on social media. So the cop has to resign. This guy goes to jail.
He resigned on his own.
And does this woman become a national hero at that point?
I don't know. This from CNN. An Illinois police officer has resigned after being criticized for not intervening as a man harassed a woman for wearing a Puerto Rican flag shirt. In the incident caught on video at a northwestern Chicago park last month, the woman is pleading for help as a man harasses her, saying her shirt is un-American. The officer, initially appears to ignore the pleas. Her name is Mia Izari, says she was celebrating her 24th birthday at Caldwell Woods Park when the man approached her and asked her why she was wearing the sleeveless Puerto Rican flag shirt.
First of all, who does that? Like, who goes up to somebody out of nowhere at a park with the family around and starts trouble? I mean, it's like, come on, really, guy? He deserves it.
Listen, I will say this. Completely truthfully, I am not a fan of Donald Trump. He is our president. I know there are people that will go as far as to say he's not my president. Well, he is. He's in office and he is our president.
Yes.
I reluctantly say that, but he is. He acts the same way. He speaks his mind, which a lot of people approve of. I'm kind of like that too. I am unfiltered, but there's a point where it becomes rude.
Sure.
And if other people watch the president of the United States be rude to someone, why can't they be rude to someone else?
Sure. I mean, listen, if you break it down factually, right, remove the emotion, remove the politically incorrectness of it. Is it against the law to be racist? No. Right. Is it against the law to give your opinion? No. Disrupting the public, maybe, you know, I think that's
a hate crime. That's illegal. And this
is it a hate crime to tell somebody I don't like your shirt?
Well, here's the thing, as watching the video that came to my mind,
I haven't seen it, so I just want to put it out there.
Do watch it though, because this girl is very sure of herself. She's 24 years old. She's like, you know, sir, could you please step away? She's got everything under control. She's not backing down.
Sure.
She's trying to be polite, but
not
she's
fighting either.
No, she's annoyed with this guy and this girl. If you watch the video, if I was this 24-year-old girl videotaping it, I would have bet that this guy would have come towards her and pushed her or something. He seemed belligerent.
Did he know he was being filmed?
That I don't know. It really looks like the camera. I don't know that she was hiding it at all. The officer involved, who is clearly shown not doing anything, he's just kind of in the background. Even just a gesture of, buddy, come on, leave her alone. Nothing. Right. He didn't do anything. The officer resigned Wednesday. The investigation into the incident continues. Timothy G. Tribus, the man police say harassed Irizarry, was arrested on the day of the incident on charges of assault and disorderly conduct, according to a police report. The report alleges he was intoxicated. He's scheduled for a court appearance on August 1st in Cook County Circuit Court.
Dumb people.
I just don't know. Listen, I this is not nice either. We have a saying in our family, the stranger is always right. My mom was always nicer to the neighbors and to our friends than she was to us.
Sure.
Because you're comfortable around your family members, so maybe a lot of times you don't put on airs.
Right.
I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying it's genuine.
Yeah. The old saying is true. You always hurt the people you love first.
That's totally true. Yeah. So I may be, you know, a little rude to my family members, but I try and be nice.
It's out of love.
It is out of love, and it's not right, but I'm pretty outspoken, but there are times when you want to just, you can't do this. You can't go up to somebody and go, Frank, I don't like your shoes today.
I agree.
Because it's just rude, and what is going to become of that?
Why?
You like them, you're going to wear them, so I just hurt your feelings for what?
Yeah, I agree with you.
I do like your shoes, by the way.
Thank you. They're fancy blue shoes, Nikes. Yeah. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I struggle between, the over politically correct world we live in today versus having the right to speak your mind in a fair manner. But I think this kind of crosses that line a little bit. And the guy was drunk and made a poor judgment. And to your point, hey, buddy, Puerto Rico's part of the USA.
Yeah, I don't think he has anything.
I mean, this got big. I mean, even the governor of Puerto Rico weighed in on this, Ricardo Russello, saying on Twitter that he's appalled and that a Puerto Rican woman was brutally harassed by a bigot while an officer did not interfere. So this is making international headlines.
And along those same lines as we're talking about races, Papa John's founder, John Schnatter, resigned as chairman after he apologized for using the N-word in, I believe it was a company conference call. He's the founder of Papa John, so he's John of Papa John, correct?
The guy on TV, right?
That's got to be him, yeah.
Wow.
He has resigned as chairman of the company's board. He apologized for using the N-word during a May conference call after Forbes magazine reported the incident.
Hmm.
This is a big problem.
How was it recorded?
That's what I want to know, because if it was a meeting amongst, it was a May conference call, so who was involved in that conference call? And here's my thing. Again, I am a person of no filters, but you have good behavior and bad behavior, and when I'm on the radio, I don't swear.
Sure.
Off the air, you've heard me.
Yeah.
I do swear.
Yeah, like a truck driver.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But there are times and places, so if this is a business conference call that Papa John is on and he lets the N-word fly, to me that seems that it's a normal part of his vernacular if he's comfortable saying it in that fashion.
I agree. That's a tough one. Let's see what happens with the entire brand now.
Well, the stock surged Thursday morning, recouping Wednesday's losses and then some. This is after he stepped down.
So it went down and then went up.
Yes.
So good for the business.
Papa John said in a statement late Wednesday night that it will appoint a new chairman in the coming weeks. And
devastating. Wow. That's huge.
You just have to, we have to be, it all goes back to the golden rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated. I believe it's called do unto others as others do unto you.
Sure.
If we want to get biblical.
Yeah.
But that's the bottom line. And if you're rude and you're racist, a lot of people are not going to tolerate it anymore, nor should we, because it's 2018.
Well, that's the weird part. Nobody's going to tolerate it, but people keep doing it. And, you even have to almost give people, I don't know how old he is, I'm assuming he's a little bit older.
I don't think he's that old. Let me
times
out.
Are different. He grew up in a different time. I get it, older people. But you live and learn.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You're supposed to get more intelligent as you live, has more experience. I don't understand,
Well, common sense
would
say.
He's 56.
Right. 56.
He's young. Yeah, that's
our age.
Yeah, that's inexcusable. So that's.
And I heard that word when I was growing up, and I knew it was a bad word, and it's never been a part of my vernacular,
right.
So
same
I would never slip by saying it.
Exactly. Sure.
This was a conference call, and I'm just curious. Frank raised a good point. Like, how did that call come? How did it
somebody
get to Forbes?
Somebody had to leak this.
Someone had to leak
it. If you go to, I do meetings a lot online, and we do, a go-to meeting, and it's an app that you can record the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if that was the case, and then somebody had it out for him.
Who does that in a meeting? I mean, listen, I'm not saying it's right.
Was it a reference to Wendy to a employee?
I don't have the exact.
It was a training session. So they were talking about that kind of thing, minorities, how to treat people, maybe. I don't really know. So, it wasn't. He just used it, and I don't even know that it was, because I thought I read that it wasn't even the way he used it. They maybe were downplaying it. I'm thinking, I don't care how you used
it. Exactly.
Right. You know what I mean? Unless you were saying to someone, if you hear someone say this, in one of our, you know what I mean? But that wasn't the case.
No, and you still would say there's a word that that doesn't come out of my mouth and I don't like to hear. So, if you, you wouldn't say the word.
But, I talk about this all the time. I, in my life, know people who still use that word. And,
in a derogatory way.
Yes. Whatever, a joke.
Yes.
But years ago, I would just, I'd be like, ew, and yeah, I might not see that person anymore. You goes to your character. But now, I never, and I don't really hear it that much anymore, thank goodness,
sure.
But if I do, I always confront it. Because it's hard to do that.
I do say I don't like that word, please.
Well, yeah, when it's someone you really like and respect, I'm like, you can't use that word.
I mean, do you think it's harsher than somebody using, like, you know, if I'm Italian, so you hear the word like guinea or off the boat or things like that.
Yes, and so that's still bad.
I think the
N-word is really, this. You know, the connotation.
The history behind that word is unacceptable.
Sure.
I mean, I'm so sorry. I keep saying Dago T.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that word instead of it? Because it's so ingrained in me. And my kids are like, what did you say?
Now,
I never said wife beater, but I always said Dago T.
I am 100% with you. I'm half Italian. My grandfather wore Dago T's all the time. Yeah. And that's what we called it.
Sure.
And I remember going to the Gap going, do you have any Dago T's? And they didn't even look at me funny. And then many years later, when I was in my 30s, somebody said, you shouldn't call them that. And I'm like, what are they called?
I never even heard it that way. Tank top.
That's what you have to call
them. Yes, I can never remember.
But wife beater's derogatory. To me, a Dago T was just, that's what it was called.
Right.
I still call it that.
I know.
No, I mean, I think culturally speaking, if you're segmenting cultures within the culture to speak to one another within that, I mean, I have tons of Italian cousins and relatives, and they'll throw around, like, jokingly, like, off the boat and all that kind of thing. And I would imagine, same in the African American community, you're using that word as a very regular term.
That's their choice.
I've had a lot of great African American friends, and they've used that word with me, and I've never felt comfortable using it back, even in a really funny, kind way. You're right. It's just for me, it's an uncomfortable thing. And
yeah.
I'm not so much of I would use it in a derogatory way, but even if it was prompted me to say it, I still wouldn't feel great about saying it.
But again, I feel like it goes back to intelligence because I grew up in the city. I'm 56 with, you know, it was everyone said the
N-word. It was used.
But, and so why don't I? Because I've learned. I understand how bad, you know. So people at any age, really, nowadays,
in 2018, it's unacceptable. Back then, that it was acceptable, but I'm pleading ignorance. I didn't really realize what the connotations of that word even meant when I was a little kid. And you're a little kid, you say something, and then you're like, oh my God, that will never be uttered out of my mouth once ever again.
Right. And really, someone who, if I say Dago T now in public and someone says something to me, I mean, my first reaction would be, oh gosh.
I'm glad you said that too.
Yes, because that is one phrase that I just can't get rid of.
I can't either.
I just don't say it. I'm like, you know, that little top that you wear.
See, but as an Italian, that doesn't offend me when you say it. Like, I think that's like.
But wife beater, that's a different thing. Dago T is just, you know, the Italians wore them under their suit coats.
Sure.
My grandfather wore it to work in the garden.
Everyone did, not just the Italians.
I know,
obviously
it
was meant.
Why isn't it a Polish tee?
That's what I mean. It was meant.
Because it would only have one sleeve.
And how many, you know, how many Polish jokes
did
were
you
there?
Hear me?
Oh my, because
it would only have one sleeve. I just want to say Judy's Polish, and I did that for her. So any Polish Americans listening.
Well, you know, I'm really more Croatian, as I found out.
Yes.
Are you excited about the Croatian?
Yes.
That's why she's more Croatian.
Good. No, I did the DNA test a few months ago. I'm shocked to find out how much Croatian I am. 69%.
You're kidding.
So I claim it.
Good
totally.
Yeah.
Goal! I wanted to say Bill Leff is back tomorrow. Frank Fontana is in for him today. I have to leave, Judy. I'm sorry. I will listen to your news in the car, but I have a...
I will quiz you tomorrow.
Oh, darn it. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It'll take me time to get to the car.
Just listen to the podcast.
I can listen on the app, though. Yeah. I have to go to the knee doctor, and I will be back tomorrow with Bill. We're reunited. Feels so good. So Frank will be hanging out with you. You can stay till 1?
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely.
It's
great.
The stream. It's Frank Fontana and Judy Pylak, and Judy's news coming up next on WGN.
Welcome back to the Bill and Wendy Show. Sitting in for Bill and Wendy. It's me, Frank Fontana.
Let's just call it our show.
Yeah,
they're not here.
Judy Pylak's joining me.
Complain.
Yeah, exactly. We can talk about whatever we want, Judy.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about a couple things. I want to talk a little bit about Goodwill in a minute. But, you know, there's a new story that just came out about, it was on Bloomberg, about nearly half of Americans are battling weight loss and weight-related issues. And I think everybody in their life at one point, I mean, unless you're the gifted skinny few, that just have that sick metabolism.
Yeah.
Right? They can eat anything and stay skinny. At one point in your life, you've tried a diet. You've tried to lose weight, maybe.
I'm always kind of dieting. That's what I think everyone does, right? I mean, if I'm starting to feel fat, I cut out carbs.
Right. Which is a good thing to do, right? I mean, nobody really needs carbs. We want carbs, but.
Yeah, no, I need carbs. I need bread.
Yeah.
And noodles.
This report says an estimated 49% of American adults battled to lose weight from 2013 to 2016, according to U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And those between 40 and 59 years old doing the most huffing and puffing. Exercise, eating less, consuming more fruits and vegetables, and drinking more water are the most common strategies. The least common were skipping meals and cutting down on fatty foods. What's your thoughts on this? I mean, that's like almost 50% of Americans are overweight. And you could see it. You walk down the street.
I thought it would be higher.
Yeah. I thought so too.
Yeah. I see very few people fit who are actually fit. But now on the other hand, as I get older, I don't care as much. And let's face it, because we're so brainwashed to believe that everyone needs to look like that. I mean, there's a difference, I think, between someone who's really overweight and you could tell doesn't do a lot and, you know, has to stop every few feet to rest than someone who just, you know, maybe
enjoying life a little.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've come to accept, especially young girls.
Yeah.
I mean, the young girls I see now on Michigan Avenue and what they're wearing, I'm like, whoa, what are you wearing that for? You know, their stomachs are hanging out and they're
I
not
agree
really
with you.
Yeah, they're not very flat stomachs, but you know what? Now I'm like, okay, that's because I'm brainwashed. Who has a flat stomach?
But I think being that young, I remember being that young. If I didn't feel good, I didn't wear half shirts. I didn't take my shirt off.
Exactly.
I didn't,
you know, like, but that's what I mean. They'd feel fine doing that.
And good for them.
It is good. I have to tell them, I have to, you know, train myself now to say, yeah, that's normal. Most girls look like that. And you know, a lot of kids today, you know, teens, late teens and early 20s. I mean, they're big.
Right.
Big bone, big tall. It's a kind of a different, I mean, I'm really petite in that I feel like in my era, many people were smaller.
Right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
My concern is not so much the appearance, but if we are okay being 15, 20 pounds over whatever the government claims normal, I'm more concerned about the health ramifications of that than it is. Because, I mean, I know friends that are like 300 pounds, and they're like, yeah, I just went to the doctor. My blood pressure's great. My heart rate's great. And this is all great. But my knees are giving out. You know, like, I don't care, you know, that you got a balanced heart rate at the moment, but you're going to tell me that kind of weight that you're carrying around doesn't impact your life. And you can really lie to yourself and say, my quality of life is that great.
Buying that.
No. And I see these younger generations of kids who are a bit more, you know, portly than the prior generations, and it be them being okay with it. I worry for them in the future of
little kids. I see a lot more little children who are overweight, and that's something new to me.
Well, I think that's technology too. I think those kids sitting around, you know, playing on their iPads and their games and their Fortnites and, you know, all that kind of stuff, it's keeping them sedentary.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I have a college kid home right now. My gosh, he's in the basement every day playing that stupid
game. Do you shake him and get him out of there?
I try. And, you know, and I'm surprised because, and you know, it's funny. I hope he's not listening. He used to work out all the time. He's a big, you know, he's in college, you know, he's one of those, you know, probably wants those girls, whatever. You know, curls for the girls, is that what they say? Anyway, so I was really surprised this summer when he came home and he's not working out. And that was a big.
Did he give you the reason why? Or?
Nope. Just, you know, he's working. He's doing an internship. It's not that hard. He's in an office. It's an internship. But yeah, because I think all of his friends are doing it too.
Sure.
Obviously, he's not going to be sitting at home if everyone else is out. He's a very social kid. But my feeling is everyone's doing that this year.
Yeah.
And that's a brand new thing. So, but you know what? He's not overweight and he's 21, you know, and he'll be 21.
Yeah, I think as long as you could gauge it and know your limit, you know, like there's points where everybody fluctuates in weight.
Right.
But if I look in a mirror and I'm unhappy, I just psychologically, I can't deal with it. So like, I'm going to do something about it and I don't care what it is. And it brings me to my point is, what is the wackiest diet you've tried over the years? My mom is a perpetual trier of all things and she's in decent shape. She's gained a couple pounds over the years, but she's always ordering the next pill. She's like downloading the next cabbage.
Do those pills work? Because I just want to take a pill.
They don't.
Are you sure?
The only one that works.
I think there's one that works.
Well, remember Fen-Phen?
No.
So fen-phen back in the day was like the diet pill. So it like curbs your appetite completely. You take one of these pills and that is the magic bullet, but it got some bad reviews because people were abusing it. And then there was ephedrine and that mix of caffeine, ephedrine. And,
oh, right. The caffeine pills.
Yeah. And that gets you going. But there really isn't a magic pill. But, you know, like it's just funny. I like to pick the brain of people who've tried these diets and see which one really works. I've done fasting. I've done vegan. I've done paleo. I've done keto.
I do them
as a research project a lot of times because on my show on Sundays I have a lot of doctors and guests and health experts come in and give their two cents on the latest trends and what's going on. And
which one worked? You want to say it? None of them.
You know what works? Not eating.
Yeah,
works
well. And I think that every diet works while you're doing it,
right?
But it's a lifelong process, right? I know I've done the beet diet. I want to say
the beet diet. Yeah,
it's all beets.
Yeah.
Which I grew to love.
I feel like it did work.
But again, yeah, I see, I am so petite.
Yeah.
As I like to say, not small. That I can, you know, 5 pounds is a lot for me. So right. I can, if I lose 5 pounds, it's, you know, I look good.
Now, if I
gain 5 pounds, it's bad too. Right. So, I mean, most diets, you could probably drop 5 to 10 pounds
just
in 2 weeks if you stick to it. But then, yeah, then I'm going and eating bread again, and it's stupid.
Right
because
back there.
Exactly. Well, I give myself a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm so bad that if I know something's coming up, like in a month, that I want to look good for, you know, I'll say a high school reunion or something, yeah, I'll start dieting and look good for that, and then I'll just pig out the next day.
To answer your question, I think, and I was joking when I said not eating, but when I do something called intermittent fasting, You're familiar with it?
No.
So intermittent fasting is basically not eating from 8 o'clock at night till like 2 o'clock in the day. And you're giving yourself about 12 hours for your body to fully digest, fully recharge. Because a lot of what people don't understand is that it's inflammation that makes us fat versus just being fat.
Interesting.
So,
but is it a good idea to not eat?
It's a phenomenal idea. This goes back for a long time.
I think I might faint during that time.
You think you would, but your body starts to transition and starts to burn different stuff in the body. So it goes into like a ketosis. So you'll start to pull your fats and use it for energy, then your proteins, and you want to shift your body in those times to be able to burn efficiently.
Like retrain it. Okay.
You're retraining it, and then you can go back to like, you know, 2 days a week of doing intermittent fasting, and then the rest is... And that right now is what my research is reading is seems to be the most effective because you're healing inflammation.
Okay, but then do you also have to eat certain foods when you're not fasting? I mean, do you have to be on a diet as well?
There's different protocols, but you know, like some people juice with it, or some people would eat super clean and not eat carbs, sugars, you know, like eliminating the things that would cause inflammation.
What I want to do is I want to fast and then I just want to eat what I want.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Oh, well, I'm going to do that. That sounds, I mean, 12 exactly. hours, you said?
Yeah, 12 hours.
It's not that bad.
As long as
you
give your body enough to rest, because you know, like we work so hard digesting. You'd be so amazed to realize that like half your body's energy is diverted to digesting during these times. And so that's why you feel weak or tired after you eat. And if you eat something heavy, it takes such a long time to process through your system. And, you know, a lot of doctors, you know, at least I speak to, don't think that your traditional carbohydrates have a place in the diet today. You know, if you think like the way the paleo.
I love carbs.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't love pasta?
Why can't they? Can't they make a carbless bread?
They make a gluten-free bread. And, yeah. No, you know, yeah. You walk down the aisles of Whole Foods and you see every possible option for it. But I don't know. I think it's funny. Like I said, my mom has tried everything, like the soups and the diets. And it's just when you're in the gimmick mode of trying to find that solution, just doesn't work.
Well, and I really do think it comes down to carbs.
Yeah.
It's always carbs.
Carbs and sugar.
Yeah, sugar, you're right. I don't even look at like what the calorie content is. I just always go right to the carbs.
Yeah. And what is, you know, like to your point, is it okay then just to be 5-10 pounds? Like, happiness is everything, right?
I think it is. I wish everyone were a little bit over, just a little bit. And like you said, you know, not even over, that's not even overweight. Let's face it.
Right.
Let's go by the CDC, which I think, you know, okay, so I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
I weigh a lot.
Compared to what the charts say?
Yes. Yeah. I'm way over because
nobody hits those charts.
I am not fat at all, but I am very muscular, which they always tell me because as I'm crying at the doctor's office when they weigh me. And they're always like, muscle weighs more than fat.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's so, you can't even pick pinpoint what your good way is. But like you said, I wish we could all just be happy, you know, comfortable.
Comfortable, right.
Yeah, and so if it's a little bit of, you know, if I have a little bit of a big stomach, I wish everyone, because that's always my, that's my go-to diet place. I don't know about yours, but
it is.
Nowhere else.
Me too. I'm good. I'm ripped everywhere else.
Yeah.
Just got this little bit of you know. It's a covering, a little bit of like safety. I like to call it a safety bike.
Yes. For some, I think we need that for some reason.
Yeah.
Historically.
Hey, so you're still working with Goodwill, right?
I am. Yes, I'm the goodbye girl.
Tell me, goodbye girl. You're doing some in-store decorating stuff?
Yeah, or? Well, I'm doing some in-store appearances now. The next one is actually in August, next month, in Glendale Heights. So I go to the stores now, and we do a couple hours of just, giving away so much free stuff.
Wow.
Like gift cards, sports tickets, and then the grand prize. I usually come up with like a little table setting or something that people can win. All Goodwill stuff. But this time I'm going to do it a little bit different. And since it's almost back to school, I hate to say it, but
already?
Not yet. Oh. Not, but you should be thinking about it. But no, it's way, way down there in the future in next month.
Sure.
Four weeks. But I'm going to try to do a little like something for some. You can give your student a desk, a chair, maybe a lamp, a little rug. So something you could put in a dorm room or you could put in your kids' room at home.
Sure.
So, and then someone walks away with that. You've got to just put your name in a bucket and everything's just.
Which location will you be at next?
Glendale Heights. Yep. But I was just in Evanston last month. So those are really fun. And then I still do the video every month.
I love watching them and I love how you pull them together. And, you know, you did the old green room.
Yes. That was really fun.
That was fun. The old Tribune green room that looked great. And now we have these brand new fancy ones. Are they going to let you zhuzh it up a little bit?
No, I don't think so. Because, you know me, I'm kind of kitschy.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I just bought a new couch for my house, and then I had to get a new TV stand, and it's like really nice furniture, but it's so not me. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like I didn't realize how much the house or the room was me, and then it made me happy.
Yeah.
Not that I'm unhappy. It's just that,
Right.
It's like everyone else's house. Isn't that so funny?
Yeah.
So my style is definitely
eclectic.
Eclectic, yes. Yeah. Thank you, designer.
Oh, you're welcome. That's what I love when I shop at Goodwill, is that you could find pieces that have some history, have a story. They're a little different from what you're used to. You're mixing and matching things together to create the collective, which you're good at. So it is an art to pull that stuff together, which I think some people just get intimidated by, and they'll go buy the more modern, easier furniture to fit in.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny you say intimidating because, again, as I get older and have less fear, that's what happened to me. I used to decorate just standard, threes, whatever, whatever you guys always told me to do.
Exactly.
Now you're right. I just throw something in. I don't know if I like it. If I like looking at that, it goes in there.
Sure.
It is about being comfortable and happy in a room. It's so funny how I judge that now. And that's the same way, like you said, when I'm going to set up my table for the appearance, I'll do that too. And I'll just add some cool little feature in there. And,
sure.
Why not?
Your point is that it's an energetic, right? You're walking into a space and you're interacting, you as a human being, with the design of a space. And you're kind of, creating this collective energy in there. And if you're not vibing with that room, you feel it. You've walked into spaces.
It's like a relationship. I never even thought of
completely
that.
Completely is
a
relationship.
Gosh, it is.
And just in like relationships, people wear things or say things that could be offensive. So could furniture, and so could a color, and so could a piece of artwork. My daughter today, she's 4. She can't be in a room with a certain kind of artwork. She's like, Dad, I don't want to look at that picture.
Oh, so, you're kidding.
Yeah, she's got my thing.
Oh,
where
she's
like,
got your jeans
all
right.
She's all about it already.
Oh, is that funny?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
hey,
my gosh.
Judy Pyle's here with me, sitting in for Bill and Wendy here on the stream. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be wrapped up. All right. Well, that does it for us, folks. It's been a pleasure hanging with Judy Pylik here.
Oh, same here.
Talking design and whatnot and weight loss.
I can't get enough of design.
Oh, me either.
Weight loss.
You got to come visit me on Sundays. I'll be back July 22nd here on WGN Radio.
Finally.
I know.
I listen when you're on, but it's been a while, huh?
Yeah, I miss it. I'll be back, though. And 1 to 3 every Sunday, July 22nd, we'll be back. Judy, you can hear her pretty much every day here, right?
Yep.
Visitor at the Goodwill in Glendale?
Glendale Heights.
All right, folks, that does it for us. We'll see you on the flip side. Have a great and safe weekend.
Bye-bye.